Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking about the latest cattle on feed numbers in just a moment.
For more than 50 years, Ralgro with Zarinol has been known for heavier weaning weights that deliver greater revenue. How much greater exactly? Years of research prove that calves implanted with Ralgro have an average 23-pound weaning weight advantage over non-implanted calves. At today's feeder calf prices, it's easy to see how those extra pounds can result in a bigger check come sale day. And as far as the idea that non-implanted cattle sell for a premium, this is just not true based on Superior Livestock Auction data in over 3 million calves that consistently shows implanted calves bring the same price per pound as non-implanted calves. The math speaks for itself, and so do the results with Ralgro, the gold standard in calf implants that helps you aim even higher. Higher calf weights, higher returns, higher satisfaction. Learn more at Ralgro.com and look for Ralgro at your veterinarian or animal health supplier. A withdrawal period has not been established for Ralgro in pre-ruminating calves. Do not use in calves to be processed for veal.
We're talking to Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Latest cattle on feed numbers are out, Daryl. Maybe first of all, give us a rundown of what the USDA told us in this latest August report.
You bet. For the month of July, placements came in at 11%, 111% of last year. Marketings were 99% of last year. And that gives us an August 1 on-feed total that rounds up to 102% of last year, about 1.5% above a year ago. So big surprise in this is the placement number came in bigger than anybody expected.
I guess one of the numbers I saw as a pre-report guess was around 6%. So that's well above that.
It is. In fact, if you look at the individual estimates in the pre-report, nobody was higher than about 108%. So we knew it was going to be up. There was obviously some question about how much up, but it was bigger than anybody expected.
What was going on? I know some folks had talked about some of the drier conditions we're seeing in parts of the country.
You know, a bunch of it was in lighter weight cattle, so you could say the drought probably had some impact on that in some regions. Part of it, I think, is just, feedlots looking ahead or reloading, if you will. Obviously, we've been through a lot of dynamics. And, you know, it does pay, particularly given what we've been through the last few months. If you look at the last 4 months, placements are actually down. Obviously, we had some really sharp drops in February and March. You know, some of this is just kind of smoothing out the dynamics. For the last 4 months, total placements are down 2.7%, even with this number. So that's part of it, is just trying to get some of the month-to-month dynamics straightened out and get back on a little more typical kind of path.
We kind of knew after the February and March drop in placements, the big hole that seemed to be there, that we knew at some point that we'd have to play catch up on that, didn't we?
That's right. You know, and those cattle didn't disappear, you know, so we didn't place them then. They're going to come later. I think this is partly that, although if you look at the weight breakdown, there's not a lot of really heavy cattle in there. There are some, but I don't think, I don't think it's just that. I think there's just a lot of sort of reloading these feedlots, filling them back up. And, you know, the other thing that sort of speaks to, I've been hearing sort of indications that we are probably through the bulk of the backlog of fed cattle that happened in April and May. And if that's true, then these feedlots, particularly with a little hole in new marketings, if you will, have a reason to kind of look ahead and place some more cattle pretty aggressively.
On the backlog, I know that's been a big discussion point for quite a while now, Daryl. Is that a little surprising that we might have actually gotten most of the backlog already out of the way?
Well, I think it happened certainly as soon as I would have expected. I remember, 3 or 4 months ago saying that by, you know, late July into August, we could be making significant progress, but I thought it might extend well into September before we got it cleaned up. And we don't know exactly. You don't really have exact numbers on that, but the indications are from several different sources that if we're not pretty well cleaned up now here in the third week of August, that by the end of the month anyway, we'll be pretty darn close to cleaned up.
Given these feedlot numbers, what does that tell you about, you know, where we may be going as far as some of our cattle prices in the days to come?
Well, a couple things. Again, this fed cattle situation would suggest if we are cleaned up that we may actually have some sort of tighter supplies here for a few weeks, 3, 4, 5 weeks here. And then, you know, again, we kind of get back to more normal numbers on the feeder cattle side. We've had good demand. Prices have been working higher and certainly still are. So I think there's some optimism out there. This report from a futures market standpoint probably will have some impact on the deferred contracts with that big placement number. But again, if you sort of average it out over 2 or 3 months, you take out a lot of that that dynamic. So I don't really think it implies that we've got a big bulge of cattle necessarily coming at us. By the time it's all said and done, I think we'll smooth a lot of it out.
One last question. The area of our feeder market, yearlings and our calf trade, does this placement number tell you anything about what may be ahead for this fall calf run?
Pretty hard to sort out all of these dynamics. We'll probably have something of a fall run here. I by the time we get to that point, I think we're going to be back to kind of, I hate to say business as usual because I'm not sure what that means anymore, but I think we'll have a bit of a fall run. One of the things we're looking for at this time of the year in the Southern Plains, we start really paying attention to what the prospects are for getting some early wheat planted for fall and winter grazing, and it looks like there's some opportunity for that. Moisture conditions are quite variable around the state, but we could see kind of a normal fall run of calves coming, but we may also have some pretty decent demand for these lightweight calves based on grazing prospects.
Talking about the August cattle on feed numbers released by USDA, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
We're for anyone who takes pride in doing things the right way. For more than 30 years, our Chekhov-funded Beef Quality Assurance Training and Certification Program has been guiding ranchers, veterinarians, and transportation professionals dedicated to moving the cattle industry forward. Raising consumer confidence in the safety and quality of their food leads to improved profitability. Get BQA certified at BQA.org.
BQA, the right thing to do. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.